So continuing on my theme today of digging into various components of the HEALS Act, that's the Republican stimulus legislation that was publicized yesterday, in this video I'll be diving into what Republicans are proposing with respect to unemployment. Also, at the end of the video, I'll be showing you a clip of what the number two Democrat in the House thinks about the Republican unemployment proposal, so be sure you stay tuned for that, because remember, Republicans can pass something in the Senate, and we hear that even many Republicans in the Senate don't like this bill, but nevertheless, let's say it passes the Senate, still has to pass the House, which is Democrat controlled. And of course, we know that Democrats will negotiate up Republicans on many of these measures to make a compromise. Anyway, all right, so I gave you a high level overview in my video yesterday. The one I published right after the HEALS Act was announced, I gave you a high-level overview yesterday of what Republicans are pushing for with respect to unemployment in the next stimulus bill. But in this video, I'm going to take a deeper dive into what Republicans are calling their improvements to the accuracy of the payments, referring to the unemployment payments. So let's dig in, shall we? All right, so big picture. CARES Act was enacted in March. CARES Act said those on unemployment will get an extra $600 per week, federally funded on top of state unemployment benefits. As you know, that $600 a week is now done. It's the end of July. The $600 is dead. The reason why Republicans were okay with the extra $600 a week, which many of them feel is too generous, the reason why they were okay with it was because they knew that state unemployment technology and programming couldn't do anything more specific person to person with respect to the federally funded unemployment benefits. They wanted, from the beginning, to have the federally funded enhanced supercharged unemployment benefits to be tied to what the individual is actually making rather than giving everybody a $600 check, okay? But they knew, right? They knew that the states at the time, with their archaic technology and programming, could not accomplish such a thing. So Republicans were okay signing off on just the $600 a week for everybody on unemployment in the CARES Act. Now, however, Republicans appear to be more confident that by October 5th, specifically, first Monday in October, states will have updated their technology and their programming to accommodate targeting the federally funded enhanced unemployment benefits to the individual's prior wages. So here's the deal. Here's the Republican scheme. After July, the $600 weekly payment would be replaced by a $200 weekly payment that would persist for those on unemployment throughout July, August, and September, and would end on October 4th. I have a feeling that this would probably be retroactive because, you know, this bill is not going to, it's not like it's going to be passed tomorrow, right? There's going to be a week or two, you know, hopefully not much more than that, of back and forth between Democrats and Republicans, okay? So I'm hoping that it will be retroactive. There's nothing in the bill that would say it can't be retroactive, so I'm thinking that that would be retroactive if this is this kind of thing that passes, okay? All right, beginning October 5th and lasting through December 31st, the end of 2020, Republicans are then proposing that this flat rate payment of $200 would be replaced by a payment that, when combined with the state unemployment payment, would replace 70% of the individual's prior wages, either via a formula specified in the bill or by a state proposing an alternative method and receiving approval from the feds for using that method. The maximum federally funded unemployment piece would be $500 a week in October, okay? So here in California, for example, our maximum state unemployment, normal unemployment, state funded, you know, state unemployment is $450 a week, right? So it's at around the $70,500 wage mark. That's when your benefit would max out, okay? Track with me as I do the math. 70,500 divided by 52 is $1,355 weekly. Okay, that's your average weekly wage. 70% of 1,355 is $949. Let's say $950. $950 less the California maximum state funded unemployment of $450, and you've maxed out for California if you're at this income level. Okay, so $950 plus $450 gets you to your $500. So, you know, if you have $70,500 of wages in California, okay, and that amount does not go a long ways here in California, you're already going to be getting the max federal $500 a week, to get you that 70% wage replacement, okay? In other states, right, that number could max out at a lower income level, but in California we have higher wages, etc. So, you know, it's a little bit higher, but still not crazy high, right? And also keep in mind, folks, that the example I just used is not meant necessarily to specifically describe how states calculate average weekly wages across the board. States have different formulas for doing that, right? right, especially if your income is variable. Some use high quarter wages or wages across some, but not all quarters in a base period. But that's just a rough example there to give you an idea of what this would look like. Now, if as October gets closer, a state looks at its technology system and says, heck no, no way we could possibly pull this off, right? Matching an individual's the amount of federally funded unemployment benefits they get, matching it to the individual's prior wages, they're like, uh-uh, we can't do this. It's too much for our systems, right? Then a state could apply for a waiver from the Department of Labor to continue paying a fixed dollar amount for up to 2 months, okay? The deadline for a state to apply for this waiver is October 5th, so some states would still pay a fixed dollar amount throughout October and November, assuming that some states apply for this waiver, okay? Also, Republicans are proposing that through September, the enhanced weekly unemployment benefit would not count as income when determining eligibility for federal low-income programs in the same way that wages and regular state unemployment payments do. However, beginning in October, Republicans are proposing that the federal enhanced unemployment benefit would count as income when determining eligibility for these programs. Now, I said it before, but I just want to remind you, right, that the things I just shared with you about unemployment in the Republican proposal, right? We know that many Republicans themselves are not happy with this proposal. They don't even think there should be another stimulus package, right? But not only that, but we also have a bill that will have to be approved not only by the Republican-held Senate, but also the Democrat-controlled House before it goes to President Trump for signature. So Democrats will surely do their darndest to negotiate up the Republicans on this unemployment provision and maybe the stimulus checks as well. Remember, the Democrats in the HEROES Act that passed the House, they wanted the full $600 weekly to be extended through early 2021. Now, on that point, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was on CNN this morning talking about the Republican proposal. He was critical of it, calling it inadequate, but nevertheless, he left some room for negotiation. Here's the clip.
Let me just ask, though.
It's not adequate.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. It does seem like you might be willing to come off some from $600, not to $200, but you're not demanding $600 or bust?
Look, it's not $600 or bust. You know, you don't. Speaker Pelosi said the other day, which I thought was a great line, we don't have red lines, we have values. And we're going into these negotiations with values. To say that 600 or nothing, no, that's not where we are.
Okay.
We're prepared to discuss this, but we're also not prepared, however, to let down the American people, to let down the states, the cities, the local governments who hire people who are meeting this pandemic's crisis, including health personnel. We're not willing to walk away from the American people, which we think is what this bill does. And in my opinion, this bill is a McConnell fig leaf. Mm-hmm. It is a pretext of response rather than a substantive response, lest they would have acted much more quickly if they really wanted to deal with this problem. But two and a half months by, nothing happened.
All right, so the number two Democrat in the House is saying, nope, it's not $600 or bust. We don't like what the Republicans have put together. What was that phrase he used? A McConnell fig leaf? I mean, that's amazing. That's a great phrase. Now, if you want to learn more about this McConnell fig leaf, okay, as I make my way through the bill, be sure to subscribe to the channel below. Also, give me a big old thumbs up down there for the YouTube algorithm. I would really appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video on the new Republican stimulus proposal.